Aaron, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
G'day, it's a pleasure to be here.
So why is it exactly that we should be investing in our youth and guiding them to be business leaders?
I think we need to treat this idea of youth as something which isn't separate from the rest of our community. We treat youth as this thing which we should look after, we should nurture, we should build. But really, youth is part of our community. Youth is part of what makes Australia an amazing place to be in. And I think that if you look at a simple sort of example, government support for our aging population is rapidly declining. Our population is growing. And if we want to be sustainable, if we want to grow, if we want to have success as a country, let alone our communities, we need to really empower the young people of today to start stepping up, to start taking those opportunities and start tackling those challenges and problems which they face and they see that are going to affect all of us in the future.
And so how do you think we can ensure then that our youth do, I suppose, quote, have a seat at the table?
We look at creating programs for young people as this thing which we do to them, not necessarily with them. So I think, first of all, this idea of co-creating these things with young people is really important. In JA, we look at this idea of self-efficacy. So if I borrow from the Harry Potter Prison of Azkaban, and we look that Harry, as soon as he delivers that Patronus, or he sees himself, his future self, deliver it, he feels more confident, he feels more capable. He's done something difficult and similar in the past, so he knows that he's got confidence to do that in the future. We need to put our young people through these difficult situations so that they can, in a safe way, go and tackle these problems of the future. And I think, finally, recognizing that we need to empower young people to actually step up, be part of the conversation, and actually invite them in. Young people have so much to offer. And every time that I speak to our students, whether they're in university or high school, they are always so inspiring when they bring up their ideas, their opinions, in much more of a sophisticated way than I think a lot of us give them credit for.
Absolutely. And Harry Potter metaphors, I'm already on board. But tell us a little bit more about JA Australia. What do you guys do?
So JA Australia, we help high school and university students or young people to prepare them for employment and entrepreneurship. And that entrepreneurship is a really key piece. We believe that by helping students develop these core skills, so we look at financial literacy, we look at workplace readiness, and this idea of entrepreneurship, that students will be able to better tackle the problems and challenges wherever they want to focus on. A lot of students think that entrepreneurship is just for business people or just for people who want a corporate sort of career. The reality is that entrepreneurship is something which allows people to think about different problems, understand different perspectives, and really have a framework to approach any challenge in life. So we run a range of different programs that help students really tackle that. One of them is very similar to Lemonade Day, but it's over a 16-week program where they build a business from start to finish. And that sort of experience, which is realistic, there's nothing quite like it.
And yeah, mentioning Lemonade Day, it's this really cool program, sort of starting out with something as simple as a lemonade stand, working into some of those skills that you did mention. Do you think that in Australia we should be implementing some more similar sort of programs?
Absolutely. Australia is really crying out for entrepreneurship and innovation to be embedded into our education system at all levels. And Lemonade Day is a fantastic concept. It embeds those enterprise skills. It forces students, or empowers students really, to really take on and look at business in a different way, looking at the idea that at a very, very young age, especially, that money isn't something that just comes from that machine which mummy and daddy walk up to take money out of. And I think that there's a lot of entrepreneurial traits built into the Australian psyche. We've got this idea of the Aussie battler. We've got this idea of being the lucky country. And those are a lot of concepts which entrepreneurialism kind of builds a framework around. So yes, we should be putting as much entrepreneurship and innovation into our schools, into our education system, and into as many opportunities for young people as possible.
Aaron, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's been great. Thank you.